Today's share in Dershu Mishnah Brura Yomi is Daf Kuf Chaf Hey Amud Aleph, and we're in the second volume of Mishnah Brura, and Yitz Hashem with completing Simen Reishud Aleph today. And we begin at the very bottom of Kuf Chaf Dalet Amud Beis with Sif Vav. The Mechaber writes, Hayalafon of Tavshil Mikamach Kusmin Vishibola Shual Vishipon. If a person had in front of him a cooked dish that was made out of spelt or oats, or rye, the three types of grain that are not listed specifically in the pasuk that we've been referring to, chita, the saora, the gefen. So these three grains are toldos, they're subcategories of chita and saora, which we'll see in a moment. So if a person has in front of them all of these dishes, and he also has the gefen, he has grapes, usaena, he has figs, virimon, pomegranates. So these are all now a question of which one should he make the bracha on first, or to be motzi the others within that same category. So kivin de mevarech ala tavshil borei min mezonos, since on the cooked grains over here he's going to make a borei min mezonos, that birchaso kodemes, that bracha should be the first one that should be made. Afogav de hanach mi min shiva, even though the others that we mentioned, the geth and the tena rimona, are specifically mentioned in the pasuk, and the three types of grain that we have over here, the spelt, the oats, and the rye, the kusmin, shibola, shual, and shipon are not specifically mentioned. Nevertheless, he says the borei min mezonos comes first. Af gav dahanoch mimin shiva, even though the gef and the tein and rimon are from specified seven fruits, the yulav mimin shiva, and the other three that we mentioned over here, the spelts, the oats, and the rye, are not specifically mentioned in the min sheva. However, mikol makom kiven the chashive, because they are a more important bracha, borei min mezonos, the avde minayu pas, and that you will make from them bread, and Mevarach alayu hamotzi ubirchas hamazon, and this is the highest elevated bracha of hamotzi, and the highest bracha achrona, birchas hamazon. So therefore, kodemes, these grains take precedence, afogab delav avdinu pas, even though they haven't been made into bread itself, but since they have the potential to be made into bread, so therefore they take precedence. We had this discussion previously, as opposed to rice, and other types of grain that aren't from the five grains, and their bracha achrona is not a al hamichya, even though their bracha rishon is a borei min mezonos. So here, since it can't be made into bread, many suggest that the zayin minim will take precedence over rice that you make a mezonos on. In any event, that's the entire mechaber that we have left for today in Siman Reishit Aleph. Now let's look in the Mishnah Brura. Mishnah Brura Sivkot Lamed Dalet writes, the ihu lav mimin shiva. So these three grains that we mentioned, the spelt, the oats, and the rye, aren't specifically mentioned in the min shiva. So the Mishnah Brura says, afogav de kusmin min chitin, even though spelt is a subcategory min chitin, it comes from the subcategory of wheat, and the shibolas shual, the oats, the shipo, and the rye, min sorim, are a subcategory of the barley, min sorim. Nevertheless, mikol makom, kiven de ein niskorim behedjah, since they aren't specifically mentioned bakra in the pasuk, Ein b'hem chashivus min shiva. They don't technically have the status of being min shiva. Kol kach kemo hamufurashim behedja b'kro, as opposed to the two specifically, the chita and the sora, that are specifically mentioned in the pasuk. So these three grains are in a lower status than the chita and the sora. Nevertheless, Mishnah Brura Sivkot Lamed Hey, quoting the Mechaber, says that the avde minayu pas, since they can be made into bread for which you make hamotzi and birchas hamazon on, and therefore the Mishnah Brura says v'gamhem bechlal chita usora, they're therefore included in the categories of chita and saora, dekra of the pasuk alkoponim, and therefore the chita usora kodim legefen usein of rimon, and since chita and saora and their three subcategories of spelt, oats, and rye come ahead of gef and tena rimon, that's why they are taking precedence in the order of the brachos over here. Furthermore, because of Morgan Avram, the Daf Kahani de Choshiv Khan, only these things that are specifically mentioned over here. However, Avol Zeisim im Tavshil Shel Shibola Shual, but if you have olives versus the Tavshil of Shibola Shual of oats, Zeisim Kodmin, Mishum de Mukdom Bekra, because as we mentioned already several times, there's a second Eretz in the Pasuk. It says Eretz Zeis Shemnu Dvash. So the Zeisim fall into the number one position, albeit from the number two Eretz. And therefore, they would lose out to Chita, but they would defeat Saorim. And therefore, Saorim, which includes Shibola, Shual, Oats, Vishipon, Rai, so olives would take precedence to these two. However, this Psak of the Magen Avraham is disagreed to by many, the Mishnah Brura says. Avokama achronim cholku azeh. Many disagree over here with the Magen Avraham. The Chanal b'sivkotim chafhei, as we've already explained, the sivkotim chafhei, ayin sham, that both chita and sa'ora take precedence to anything else. The chamishis mine dagon take therefore precedence to any other fruits of the zayin minim. The issue for number 30 addresses what I mentioned before, linyan kadimas ores, in regards to rice. So the Prima Gadim writes, shemi divrei ha-shulchan aruch, from the words of the Shulchan Aruch, it appears, mashma shemalas birchas borei minim ezonos, hi mishum sha'osim ha-dagon pasas, because it has the potential to be made into bread, which you make hamotzi on. And therefore, v'lachein orez, rice, she'ein osim imenu pas, which can never be made into a hamotzi type of a bread. You can have rice bread, but you don't make hamotzi on it. Eino kodim l'shivas aminim, would not take precedence to the other fruits of the zayin minim. He brings down as well that the lavush also holds like this. And the kafachayim agrees too. And the Prima Gadim adds, she'etochin shalafi tamzeh orez eino kodim af l'bichas priya eitz, al-dover she'eino m'shivas aminim. He says, in this, based upon this understanding, it wouldn't even take precedence to non-zayin minim fruit. However, he says, mikol mokum, who kodim? He says, nevertheless, the rice does take precedence, mishum shebrachasu mevureres yosir, it's a higher level bracha. However, the Evan HaOzer disagrees, and he writes, sha'av she'inosim meyores pas, shimavarchan lavamotzi, even though rice can never be made into bread that you make hamotzi on, nevertheless, mikol makom hol, umevarchan lav bori minim ezonos, he says, that since you do make a bori minim ezonos on us, which is a higher bracha, he bracha chashuv, yosim ebichas bori priya eitz, and even more chashuv than bori priya gofen, yesh lahakdim uvaruch olav, then you should make the bracha first on rice and then on fruits. V'chein kasev b'agos halavush. And this is also found in the agos of the lavush. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah, who gives a general summary over here of all the order of kadima. And the Mishnah Berurah writes, v'yaton navo lavor seder hamalos b'ktzora. Let me now go and give you a overview of the order, the hierarchy of making the brachos b'kitzer, in brief over here. He says, the order is as follows. The earlier ones have a higher precedence, and anything that comes later is a lower level bracha, and it goes as follows. Hamotzi, that's the first and highest priority. And this includes even the lowest forms of the barley subcategories, which are the oats and the rye. Bread will always take precedence. Within the groups of bread, the wheat always goes first. The issue foot number 31 brings down, in regards to sheepbone and shibola shua, which one should come first? Both of them are subcategories of barley. So he brings down from Simon Kuf Samaches, sheshipun odiv shu chaviv yoser, that the rye takes a higher precedence than shibola shua. It's more dear to people. In any event, after the hamotzi, bori minim ezonos comes next, and this is talking about amaisi kedera dechitim, wheat, dishes that make a mezonos on, they come next in the priority. After that, bori minim ezonos, amaisi kedera desorim, then comes bori minim ezonos from barley sources. And then, bori minim ezonos, amaisi kedera deshibola shua v'shipun. After that comes the oats and the rye, shu gam kein min sorim, that they come from barley as well. And then, finally, ubori minim ezonos desorim, kiven desorim meforish b'kra kodim lehen. And barley itself takes precedence to these two. That's like the av, and these are both toldos. So since it's specifically mentioned in the pasuk, that comes first. And he says, v'afilu lekusmin shu min chitim hu gam kein kodim. Barley takes precedence even to the tolda of the wheat, even though the chita is mentioned first, but since the tolda is not specifically mentioned and the barley is, so barley takes precedence even to the tolda of wheat. So the order would be wheat, barley, and then the kusmin, which would be spelt, and then you would have the two subcategories, which we just said, shipun would come first ahead of shibola shua. After these five grains, the next brach would be bori priya gofen. Then would come zesim, which of course is the first one in the second part of the pasuk, so that's why it's the first of the fruits over here. Then tamarim, the dates, which is the second one from the second eretz, and since the first two from the first eretz are chita and sora, so number two from the second eretz is the first fruit to be mentioned after zesim. So zesim is number one, tamar is number two. Then you go to number three from the first eretz, which is anovim, which is gefen, then teena, the rimon. So that rounds out the seven minim. Then you have bori priya eitz, then you have bori priya adama, and then you have shahako. That's the order that one should ideally make brachas from. Ubechol elu, and with all of these, ein mashkichin ala chavu klal. Mishmur says, according to this first opinion, you would not make any determination based upon chaviv at all, you go straight by the order that we just gave. Anyone that is later in this order than his friend, even though you prefer that one more. For example, if you like a shahako, but it's the lowest on the list, a bar pri adama takes precedence to a shahako. And this would be true for all of the things that we mentioned over here. However, he brings down bari pri eitz or bari pri adama in regards to these two, as lizon basar achaviv afilu hashenim in shiva. As we've already pointed out, when it comes to a bari pri eitz versus a bari pri adama, so then you go after the one that's more desirable to you, even if the second one, the other one that's less desirable to you, is from the min shiva. And hayushneim chavivim, if they're both equally desirous to you, then, as Lina Basu Min Shiva, according to this opinion, you go after the Min Shiva only when they're both the same. And as we pointed out earlier, this is from Sif Aleph, this is the Rosh, in the name of the Rabbeinu Yehuda, that says that since they don't exempt each other, so therefore you do have a fielder's choice as to which one you do first, and then you take Chaviv into account. If Chaviv is the same, then you go after the Basu Min Shiva. However, he says, if you're dealing over here with the Zayin Minim, and the one that's earlier in the Pasuk, person is chewing on kernels of wheat, which we said is a Bar Pri Adama, the Birchas of Bar Pri Adama. Zayis is also having an olive, so then yaktim chita do kodim bekra. Then you should take the bari pri adama chitim, which is earlier in the pasuk than the zayis. This is the opinion. Can't cause of a Magen Avraham. Vagor poligazeh. The Vilna Gaon disagrees with the Magen Avraham. Ukamoshe kastavnu leel b'siv kodnuchav zayin. We've already discussed this all. Ayin sham. Go back to that shir and listen to again that discussion. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, Shneim eino min shiva, if neither of the two is from min shiva. So he says, in general, yesh lahaktim priya eitz im shavim b'chavivus. You should do the priya eitz. If you don't prefer the priya adama now more than the other one, so then, if it's a fielder's choice, so then take the priya eitz first. Halav hachi chaviv kodem. But otherwise, the one that you prefer, the one that's chaviv, that should go first. L'chanal, as we've already explained as well. Furthermore, when you have two bari pri adamas, you can make it on either one and be motzi the other one. Or two shahakos, you can make it on either one and be motzi the other one. We go by the general rule, as lead on basu chaviv. You go and take the one that is more dear to you. How do we define chaviv? So we've already explained this as well. Anan b'nei Ashkenaz, us Ashkenazim, nimshachem achar rosh v'siyach. Do we follow Sif Aleph over here, which was the Rosh's opinion, and the colleagues, the other gedolim that hold like the Rosh? Hamin, that's the one that you usually find most desirable, even if you may not find it desirable right now. Kemosha Kazma Sif Aleph. That's what we've already discussed in Sif Aleph, as I mentioned. If he equally likes them both, so then Azlidon Acha Eze Shechavitzata. Then you should go by the one that he wants right now, which was the opinion of the Rambam. Kemosha Kazma Sif Bezla Rambam. Finally, Bircha Sachilu Shesia. Any type of eating or drinking, afilu bircha shakol, even a shakol, kodemes lebircha sareach, will take precedence over a bracha that is made on smelling things, which we learn in Yitzhak Hashem, when you have to make a bracha on something that has a nice reach to it, so there's a special bracha, something like a bari minim besamim, etc. And therefore, any type of food versus, over here, the bari minim besamim type of a bracha, the food or the drink, always takes precedence. Dish of foot number 33 rings down. Umisha omed lecho velishto, so somebody's waiting to eat and drink. Hayim yaktim levarach ala achila v'yiftores ha-shasiyah. Should you eat the item and be poter the drink with that, assuming they both have the same bracha? So he says, from the Mishnah Berurah, it appears, she'ein bezeh din kadima. It doesn't appear that there's any certain sort of a preference for a solid over a liquid. And he says, this is also what we see in Sivkotin Tezayin, when we said, merkachas kodim liayin sraf. We said that the confection that you're having, should the bari pri eitz or bari pri adama, should take precedence to the shahako that you're making on the liquor. And we only said over there, that's because the bari pri adama is a higher bracha, and we didn't say because it's a solid food. And this is also the opinion of the Prima Godim. However, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, Achila kodemes l'shasiyah. In general, eating takes precedence to drinking, even if the drinking is more chaviv to you. And this is also the opinion of Rav Ozer Zatzal and the Kovetz Mibeis Levi. Kafel Chaim writes, and he says, Shemevilo yain sraf, umaycho shebechaso shahakol. If you have liquor, and you also have a solid food, they're both shahakol, so yim hayayin sraf chaviv lov yivarach hayayin sraf kodem. So then the Kafel Chaim says that you can make it on the liquid first. You should make it on the liquid first if that's more dear to you. Dishah foot number 34 explains why solid or liquids take precedence over reyach. So he says, shatam nichnas leguf, because the food goes right into the body, as opposed to the reyach, which is a more ethereal type of a sense. Doesn't really formally enter into the body. However, he points out that if something is both a food item as well as it has an aroma to it that requires a bracha, mutav levarech al areach tchila, then you should make the bracha first on the smell, mishum shanaso krova, because then you'll get a more immediate benefit over here, because as soon as you take the item, almost immediately you will smell it. So therefore, you'll be over smelling it without making a bracha, so make the bracha on the smell first and only afterwards eat it. Alternatively, he brings down the Prima Gadim and says, you should have in mind specifically not to be intending to be naneh from the smell, take a bite, and then enjoy the smell, make the bracha on the smell. This concludes Simen Reishud Aleph. Now let's begin Reishud Beis. Sha'ikar potel atofel. This is a very important halachic concept we've already alluded to many times, that when you have a subordinate item to the more important item can exempt the subordinate item from making a bracha. This is called ikar and tofel. Ikar being the main item, the tofel being the subordinate item. So the Mechaber tells us, Sif Aleph, kol shu ikar vimo tfeila. Any time that you have the ikar, main item, and also the tfeila, the subordinate item, which the Ramah says, pirush dover bilti nechshav. It's something that is relatively not important compared to the ikar item. So what's the halacha? Mevarech ala ikar upoter es tfeila. You only make a bracha on the ikar item, the essential item, and that exempts the subordinate item from needing a bracha on it. It's exempted with the bracha that you make on the ikar item. And this is true, bein midbracha shalofneha, bein midbracha shalachra. This is true for both the bracha rishona and the bracha achrona. And he says, lo, my boy, you certainly don't have to tell me this. This is certainly true if they're intermixed together. So you're actually eating them both physically together. They're intermixed with each other. He says this is also true, not only in that case, but ella afilu kol echod levado, even if they're two separate entities over here. And the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Beis explains, bein she'ochel ikar v'tofel b'vasachas, and this is true whether you're eating them together in one bite, bein she'ochel ikar tchila v'tofel achakach u'lilkameh, and whether you eat them separately, and you're eating the ikar first and then the tofel afterwards, this halacha still applies, that you only make a bracha on the ikar, and you don't make a bracha on the tofel. We skipped Sifkat and Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah. He says, kagon kol taruvish deminim. He says, this din over here of ikar and tofel is whenever you have a mixture of two species, she'echad or ikar, one of them is the more important essential item, v'sheni eino bo ela l'sakno l'achshiru, the second one is there only to assist it in some way, to make it better in some way, to make it more palatable in some way, or if you shnei mikarm, or both of them could be the ikar item, elo she'echad merubim mechaveru, or one is much more voluminous than the other one in terms of the content, harov hua ikar, then the majority entity becomes the ikar, and the other entity, albeit important, is subordinate to it. Kamosha Kos of Simon Reish Ches Siv Zayin. We've already learned this. And he adds, Afilu kol min v'min omei bifnei atzmo v'nikar. And this is true even if they're not totally intermixed, that you can't tell them apart. But they're recognizable which one is which. Nami basa rovas lin. Then we still go after the rov. Even though they're actual pieces of the minority, you still go after the rov. And therefore he says, V'alkein bepurim. On Purim, shemarachin shum shemim bedvash. When it's very common to have sesame seeds with honey. Umarvin behem pesisei egos, and you also mix within them pieces of walnuts. Kol shirov shum shemin, if the majority ingredient over here is sesame, so basar ikar aslina, that's the ikar, umavarach bar piyadama. However, he says, umiyu, kol zedavka bishishinem hudavar chashiv, that's when they're both equally important. Hayim echod mehen o eno davar chashiv, but if one of them is not considered something that's chashiv, afshu or rov, even if it's a majority ingredient, but if it's it's objectively considered an inferior subordinate item, batel hu legabe miyut hechoshuv duha ikar. Then it becomes subordinate to the minority item, which is considered the important essential item. A classical example of this would be a barimin emazonos, which never gets nullified when it's used for eating purposes. He says, we've discussed this, ayin simen reish dalet, sifyut beiz, ubeveshe kasav lusham. And this is also, as I've mentioned, the same halacha with grains, which we've talked about in Simen Reishchas. If you have a minority amount of the ingredient being one of the five grains, even it's a minority, if it's put there for taste purposes, for eating purposes, not for binding purposes, not for some other reason, for consistency, but for eating satiety type purposes, for taste purposes, Azlina Basra, you always follow the Mazonos item, Uvarach Lembarmi Mazonos, Levad. Only that. You don't have to make a bracha on the other item, even if it's the majority. The Nifta Tairovas Harov, and the majority item is nullified in this. Meshim in Dog and Nechshav Likar Tamid, because the grain is always considered the important item, the Ikar. Af Bavadim Yeshbe Mamish. But that's because it has some real mamashis over there. Avol im erev kemach b'mayim harbe. If you mix this grain in water, kol kachat shurach until it's like a liquid, kadeshi eroy l'shtiyah, so you drink it, then you make a mashakel on it. This would be a classical example of beer. That concludes today's shir.